Tonight, as the sun sets over the Bronx, tens of thousands of Yankee fans will file into their seats to cheer on their team as they play against the formidable Seattle Mariners. Both teams lead their divisions in the American League. If recent history is any proof, it should be a pretty good game. In Japan, it will be breakfast time as baseball fans there tune into the Mariners-Yankees game. They'll be watching two of their countrymen compete. Ichiro Suzuki plays right field for the Mariners. This is his third year. Hideki Matsui is a rookie who plays left field for the Yankees. It'll be the first time the two will compete in U.S. Major League Baseball. Joining us now to talk about Japan's interest in the game is Takeo Nakajima, an on-air correspondent for Japan's NHK TV, and he's at Yankee Stadium. Thanks very much for joining us.
Hi.
A lot of members of the Japanese media up there to cover this game?
Yes, actually, I'm in the front of the Yankee Stadium right now, and there's a tons of media. Mostly the Japanese media are here. And the New York local people are also interested in the Japanese match for this three-game series, so it's drawing a lot of interest.
Now, these two are the most famous baseball players from Japan, correct?
Yes, correct. And they were in a different league, so they haven't really played with each other in the Japan. So it's a big interest for the Japanese fan. Moving to the major league stage and compete with each other, it's going to be a big interest for the Japanese baseball fan.
Now, I think Ichiro played for the Blue Wave, the Oryx Blue Wave, and Matsui played for the Yomiuri Giants, correct?
That's correct.
Now, these two are very different kinds of ball players, aren't they?
Yes. Ichiro is more of a speed and technique guy. As you know, he has won the batting title 2 years ago as a rookie, and he has also won the American League Major League Most Valuable Player. But the Matsui, on the contrary, he's a more of a power guy. He hit 50 home runs, and he's been producing 100-plus RBI every year, and he's been hitting fourth in a Yomiuri Giants, which is considered to be one of the most popular team in Japan. So the power versus technique is another point of interest to see and watch this game tonight.
Now, I understand this game is going to be broadcast in Japan?
Yes, we're going to broadcast in our station, and it's going to be at 8 o'clock in the morning Wednesday.
Now, how many people are going to be watching a game at that hour?
Well, actually, this is a difficult question, but from yesterday, Japan has gone into a holiday season, and we have, like, people a day off and such and such. So I think there's a lot of people who's had to work off and will probably wake up from 7:30 in the morning and tune in to the TV from the 8 o'clock in the morning. So probably over 4 or 5 million people around Tokyo area, which is the capital.
That's a lot.
Yes, that is a lot, yes.
Now, as you look at these ball players, there was a lot of concern when players as popular and as successful as Matsui and Ichiro come to the United States, that this would lead to a drain and lack of interest in Japanese baseball. Has that happened?
The Japanese baseball have really seriously think about the future superstars. Matsui challenging the baseball was another warning for the Japanese baseball. We have to produce a new kind of superstar. We have to draw a new type of the baseball fan to the Japanese baseball. And that's the homework that the Japanese baseball has been working on for the last 2 or 3 years.
Now, of these two ball players, Ichiro has already won the Most Valuable Player Award here in the States, as you mentioned. Is he more popular than Matsui?
Actually, it's hard to explain, but Hideki Matsui was from the most popular team in Japan. It's like a New York Yankees in the Major League Baseball. But Ichiro was a less popular team than the Giants. But since they're both successful in the Major Leagues, they're probably pretty much popular as both of them. They're pretty much the same in the popularity.
Well, thanks very much, and good luck with your broadcast tonight.
Thank you very much.
That was Takeo Nakajima, an on-air correspondent for Japan's NHK TV. Ichiro, 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 Ichiro. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.